What's going on, Packers fans? Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday, and more importantly, the Friday prior to Week 1. The Green Bay Packers traveling to U.S. Bank Stadium on Sunday afternoon to take on the Minnesota Vikings. We're almost there, people. We are almost there. The first Friday of the regular season. We got our first injury report. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, right now, I want to say hi to the fine folks in the chat. Good to see all the regulars chopping it up already. And speaking of friends and regulars, let's talk to or give a shout out to one of our regular friends, the folks over at Ticket King. That's right. Ticket King has been based in Wisconsin since 1992 and are staffed with experienced, friendly, and knowledgeable folks that can help you with anything Packers ticket related. They also partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgates and bus transportation to the games. They are open on game day for last minute tickets, upgrades, and they even have a drive-through window. You can find a link to Ticket King in the description of this video, or you can utilize the Cheesehead TV app. Just go to the schedule. We have links for all the games there, both home and away. Everything you need for Packers tickets is at Ticket King. Speaking of everything you need, as a Packers fan, you want to connect with other Packers fans all over the world. I know how it is. It's how Corey and I are. It's how we operate. It's what we do. And we have a brand new way for Packers fans around the world to connect with other Packers fans and us here at Cheesehead TV with the Carry the G Club. That's right, the Carry the G Club, kicking off the 2022 season with a brand new way for Packers fans worldwide to hang out with us here at Cheesehead TV. Members get custom loyalty badges, special Cheesehead TV emojis, and access to our weekly virtual happy hour to come hang out and talk Packers all year long. Joining the Carry the G Club is as easy as tapping that join button you see on the desktop version of YouTube. Do it, people. You know you want to. Hang out. It's going to be a lot of fun, especially on Sunday. The first watch party of the year is upon us, people. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Corey and I, yes, we will be hosting our watch party. Sunday afternoon, 4:25 kickoff. We'll go live at 4 p.m. Eastern here on the YouTube channel. Really hope you can make it. For this game that, oh, baby, I tell you. It's going to be fascinating to see how the Packers approach this game, given their injury situation, which we did mention a little bit ago, and we'll dive into right now with the first injury report of the year. Take a look at it right here. Clearly, there's a lot of names on there, and I've already gotten jokes on Twitter like, oh, they're midseason form, etc. And I understand that there's a lot of dudes there and a lot of writing. But the thing you want to pay attention to when you see the injury report on a Friday is the status. And the fact that there are only three guys with injury designations, that's really good. That's a very good thing. Everybody else, Crosby, Mercedes Lewis, Josh Nyman, Savage, Watson, etc., none of them have injury designations. That's a good thing. That means they'll most likely play, or at least are healthy enough to play. But of course, the headlines here are Bakhtiari and Jenkins, and the fact that they are questionable heading into this game on Sunday. Don't feel great about it, especially the fact that Bakhtiari didn't practice on Friday. Don't love the idea that, they would not practice them on Friday and then play them in the game. Be a surprise to me. So, going to be a tough road to hoe there, especially without your number one wideout in Alan Lazard, who's listed as doubtful. Got to expect that he will not play in this game. But just means other guys got to rise to the fore, such as Robert Tonyan, who is not on the injury report with the designation on Friday, so he should be good to go. Have to think, it's what we talked about a couple days ago, alternative methods, right? Got to find the Robert Tonyans of the world, the Josiah DeGuaras, everybody who, you know, when Davante Adams was in town, wasn't really needed. Now they're needed in a big, big way. Hello to everybody in the comments. Good to see you all. So I'm chopping it up. Got some super chats I got to get to. What's up, Preston? Thanks for the super chat. Do you believe at some point during the season any of the young wide receivers replace Cobb, Watkins, or Lazard due to the inability of getting separation? Not necessarily, because Matt's offense does such a good job of getting guys in position that they don't really need to separate the way guys needed to under Mike's system. I know that can be an ongoing frustration as fans when you're watching coverage, but I suspect they'll be getting open plenty. And some of that will be by their own work, and some of that will be by the offense's design. But then some of it will be the trust that Aaron Rodgers has in fitting a ball into them, even when there is minimal separation. But Aaron's talked about it before. This offense does a very good job of getting guys a step or two of separation all on its own, even without work from the wide receivers. So I would suspect the more that the young guys play and prove they know what they're doing and prove they can take the adjustments on the fly, whatever Aaron does at the line of scrimmage, and see the game the way he does and be in the right spot, and then, of course, catch the football and make a play. The more they do that, the more they will be involved, the more they will get opportunities. But you've got to make the most of the opportunities you get, and you have to be consistent with them. And if you do make mistakes, because they will make mistakes, there will be drops, there will be wrong routes, there will be blown blocking assignments. That's all going to happen. But you've got to make sure you learn from them, and you've got to make sure you don't do it again. And if that happens, then good luck getting back on the field. What we got here? Hova, thanks for the super chat. We are back, Negs. Let's ride. Go, Pack, go. That's someone who's ready. That's someone who's ready right there. Let's go.
Let's go.
Trey, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Negs. Excited for the season. Wouldn't be shocked if we lose week one. Tough game to start. Minnesota offense is legit. Hope not, as my whole family is Minnesota fans. Oh, Trey, that's a tough road to hoe right there. I hear you, man. I hear you. Look, I don't want, it does feel like mission creep here, right? As far as like the vibe around Packers fandom is like, it's okay if we drop this one. Long term, yes, you're probably fine if you split with the Vikings, but you want to beat the fucking Vikings. Week one, their house, shut them up till you have to see them again later in the year. Man, I don't want to acquiesce to the possibility that, oh, you know, losing to the Vikings in week one is no big deal. But I understand the sense of, like, Bakhtiari and Jenkins might not play. That makes things a lot harder, etc. But, man, they're still the Green Bay fucking Packers. You know, there's still pride involved here. That's still a team they should beat. You know? But I hear you, man. I hear you. I totally, totally hear you. What else we got? Big! B is here, even though he's late. What's up, man? How you doing? Nobot 11. How you doing, man? Thanks for checking out the stream on Twitch. Hey, Aaron, keep up the great work. Go Pack, go. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for watching. Really appreciate it. Do I think that Bakhtiari will ever play again? Yes. Yes, I do. I think it will be probably another week or two, but I think he'll play. Very, very much so. The rookies will own this place by midseason. Yeah, they'll be throwing their laundry on the floor, telling vets to pick it up. I don't know about all that. I think they're going to improve, continue to improve, and I think they will contribute. Let's say it that way. Aaron Rodgers talking like a coach this year when referring to the new wide receivers. It's understandable, right? 18-year vet, 4-time MVP. They better listen. He 100% is a coach on the field. No question about it, especially now he's got to bring along all these young guys. No doubt. Tracen. I'm not answering that with a 10-foot pole. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. Carry the G, smash the horn, run the damn ball. Jeff Ness knows what's up. Jeff Ness, this beer's for you, bud. That's what I'm talking about. Carry the G, smash the horn, run the damn ball. How hard is that? You know, I'm a simple man with simple tastes. Jeff Ness just encapsulated them all. I like it. Soder! Soder's here on a Friday. What's up, Soder? Warm up for 2022, run the damn ball. He's a 247-pound human battering ram and get 1 yard. Needed two, and of course they try for 30. Five wide again? For the love of God, what are you doing? Okay, I'm ready. You know the five wide is coming on like third and one. Come on, man. You know that's coming. Especially indoors, neutral environment, so to speak, you know, as far as weather goes. Oh, 100% five wide is coming. They'll come out. What's funny is they'll tease us. Soder, what they'll do is they'll come out with two tight ends and two backs in the huddle, and then they'll spread them all out. Can't wait, man. Can't wait. Luke, thanks for the super chat. Kind of crazy, but I'm excited to see Ford on special teams. Cheers. I mean, his tape is legit, man. I'm excited to see him blow some stuff up as a gunner. No question about it. Hey, man, anything positive coming out of special teams, I'm all for it. Come on. How can you not be about that life? A lot of Packers media people that I really respect are saying on Twitter that week one doesn't matter. I just can't agree, especially against a divisional opponent. Every game matters. I totally hear what you're saying. I did retweet that thing from Ryan Wood in regards to what the Packers might be thinking as far as keeping guys healthy, right? You're never giving up a game. That's what I was kind of talking about earlier. You know, But in the grand scheme of things, splitting with the Vikings is not terrible. In fact, if you're going to go, it's the old saying, the thing we kind of joke about, but is very, very true. You're going to go 13-4. You got to lose four games, you know, and losing Minnesota. That's not out of the realm of possibility, right? I'm just not going to be broken up about it. I mean, hell, when they won the Super Bowl, they lost in Minnesota, you know, back in 96. That was the one place they just couldn't win. Sometimes teams match up well, especially in the division. We saw last year, they got the talent. They can stick it to the Packers, especially in that building. But again, that doesn't mean I'm like selling the, you know, punted on the game. Far from it. It's just in the grand scheme of a 17-game season, dropping this game doesn't kill you. That's all. That's all it is. And that's, you know, I don't think there's any problem saying that, but I hear you, especially the divisional aspect. The divisional games are important, especially against the one team that's probably going to give you a run for it this year. But splitting with the Vikings, it's not the end of the world. Now, you got to do your job. You got to, you know, do the rest of it, which means winning in Lambeau later in the year. But yeah, I can't get too broken up about it. Also, it's week one. Man, weird shit happens every year during week one. Who knows what it really means? Dustin, thanks for the super chat. I plan to call and report the Vikings horn to the Department of Defense as the true leader and founder of ISIS. Dustin, you really took that somewhere. Jonathan, thanks for the super chat. I've only said it for 17 straight games, but I hope Amari gets involved in a big way. Build his confidence early. I'm with you, man, and I really hope they utilize Amari out of the backfield like we saw some in camp and then definitely during the preseason. I really like that wrinkle, and I think getting the ball in his hand that way is smart. And then kind of work action off of that. I think that's another way, you know, another wrinkle that you can utilize post Devontae, where, you know, got to find different ways to move the ball. And that's one of them. I'm with you, man. I really hope they get the ball to him. You know, not forcing it to him, not like feeding him or anything, but get him a few touches. 100%. Very much with you. Double C, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags, not going to lie, I'm very concerned for this one if we are without both Bach and Jenkins. I smell a defensive battle here. Yeah, I mean, the real key is Aaron Rodgers getting the ball out of his hands quick. It's going to be very similar to what we saw when the Rams came to Lambeau last year. You know, there was little doubt in that game plan. You could tell it had been drilled and drilled and drilled that Aaron needed to get the ball out of his hand, and he did a great job. He did a masterful job. That was a game where, you know, there were several third downs where Aaron Donald and company are in his fucking lap and he's got the ball out of his hands in less than 3 seconds, you know? And I'm not saying that that's going to automatically be the case Sunday in Minnesota, but you certainly, you know, if you're running Yosh and Newman out there at tackle and God forbid Hansen at guard, well, yeah, you better be getting the ball out of your hand quick in that environment, especially when those tackles have to turn in on third down when it's insanely loud. You know, yeah, it's gonna be a tough challenge, as Matt likes to say. Roz, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Nags, final prediction yet? 13-4 on the season. That's what they are. They're 13-4 team. What are those four losses come? Well, I would suspect the first one's in Tampa. I think they win on Sunday, but they gave me four losses on the year. That's where I'm sitting right now. Tyler, thanks for the super chat. I've had my fandom called into question. Lifelong Pack fan, but I'm a Viking season ticket holder. Go to one game a year, overcharge for every other game. Thoughts? Oh, man, make your money. Who cares what anyone else says? Dude, that's fine. Man, people got to let people fan the way they fan. That's smart business is what you're doing. It's got nothing to do with fandom. Rock and roll, man. Tyler, keep doing what you're doing. Carl, thank you for the super chat. Just listened to Bisaccia availability. Loved his comments about how he felt re-energized by Coach LaFleur. He really gushed about it. Yeah, he reiterated that there at the podium, something that he had stated on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast that he appeared on. I think they ran it last week or 2 weeks ago. Sure seems like, you know, and I can only imagine how it felt going through everything he went through in Vegas with the Gruden dismissal and then being named the interim head coach and then being up for the coaching job and then not getting it, probably had felt a little beaten down. And it sure sounds like Matt in Green Bay has given him, you know, some fresh air, which is great. This is great to hear. But yeah, it is very apparent that he is appreciative of the opportunity in the Packers culture and everything going on in Green Bay, no doubt. Em, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Stop concerning about the wide receivers. Time to win on the D side. There you go. There you go. I like that. Let this defense dominate, baby. Let this defense roll. Although, I will say, I can't begrudge a Packers fan who thinks, well, that's great. Yeah, let the defense dominate. And then the offense not be able to pick up a first down at the end of the game or have the quarterback throw to a double cover dude when there's a wide open dude underneath. I can't blame Packers fans for that. I can't. Like, I understand it, man. We watched the defense absolutely smother the 49ers in the playoffs and the offense do jack shit. So I understand the consternation. And I understand the worry and the thought of, oh gosh, here we go again. I can't, you know, especially since in that game, the Packers couldn't hold up front, which is the primary concern, I think, heading into this game for the offense, no doubt. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Douglas, first INT, and Gary with a sack and a strip sack. Brandy, I like it. From your YouTube comment to the football god's ears, I'm all in on it. What else we got here? Just check it down to Jones and Dylan every play. I mean, better than that, I would say design lots of plays for Jones and Dylan. Not just checkdowns, but, you know, vertical stuff. We've seen both of them can do it. Jones has done it a lot in games. Dylan's done it in practices. They haven't really utilized him that way much in games, but he can do it. Let him go. Dylan had a catch this summer that was absolutely amazing up the left seam. He looked like a fucking tight end where Rodgers hits him. He has to sky for it, and he comes down, and there's no one around him, and he picks up like 30 yards. I mean, it was such an athletic catch. I just wish they would give him those opportunities a little bit more in the games, and maybe they do starting Sunday. But yes, get it in their hands. They're your best players, no doubt about it. Joe, will Rams ever have a home game with more Rams fans than opposing fans? Probably not. It's L.A. People don't care about football in L.A. Come on. They care about showbiz. It's the whole reason that team is there. And as Mark Oldacres pointed out on Twitter, is there a dumber, and I mean dumber, rallying cry for a football team than whose house? Rams house. When they share their stadium with another team, it's literally not your house. You're sharing the house. And you got your ass kicked on national television. I tell you what, man, Matt LaFleur knows what's up. He always says this league will humble you quick. And I'm telling you, Rams dropping confetti. They got The Rock screaming into a microphone. Hey, we're Super Bowl champs. And then they got their ass kicked. Welcome back to Earth. That's how the world works in the NFL. Crab Cakes, what's up, man? Any truth to Tonyan over under set 500 yards for week one? I believe I'm getting 375 yards and 40 touchdowns. I believe that's where we're at. Thank you, sir. Thanks for making sure I checked that. I feel like a lot of play action to set up deep pass and great runs is how we win this game. Anthony, I think the play pass will clearly be part of the game plan. I don't know how much deep they get, though. I mean, A, they don't really have a burner. Not that you absolutely need that, but, you know, maybe Dobbs gets loose. You know, he's shown he can absolutely separate off the line. But yeah, I just don't know how much with the style of defense that they're set to play in Minnesota, as far as being part of this Vic Fangio tree, one of the tenets is making sure that everything stays in front of you. You know, I saw a lot of that last night. The Bills played a ton of cover two and cover three. That was the majority of their defensive calls. And, you know, that's kind of the league now. It's set up so you cannot take deep shots. You can't have these deep developing routes, especially because, you know, lots of teams have such talented athletic pass rushers that you can't sit back there and let things develop. But even if you can, a lot of times there's just this deep safety cloud taking everything, those things away. So that's what makes you have to work these 10, 11, 12 play drives, which, as we saw last night, especially in the first half, it's tough, man. You got to hold on to the football each and every play, and that's no given when these guys are hitting you. So, yeah, I feel you. I would love play action to set up something big, but they would have to be really successful on the ground, I would suspect, to get those safeties crashing down, to get Donatell to commit numbers. You know, don't forget, they have Mike Pettine in that building, and Mike was his thing has always been, you know, it's easier to fly there than to walk there or run there, and he's not concerned about the run game, as well we know from the NFC Championship game a couple of years ago. Dink dunk to win. Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with dinking and dunking. Corey and I used to sing a song called Dinking and Dunking. Maybe we'll bring it back on Sunday during the watch party. But yes, lots of dinking and dunking. Do it. That's no shame in it, and that's the game right now in the NFL. That's just how these defenses are designed. They want to make you work and utilize everybody, and you have to be good, if not perfect, for multiple plays, double-digit plays, to get into the end zone. That's tough, man. It's real tough. Brandy says, Packers have the talent to play press man. I hate 10 yards off. I hear you. All of that is situational. And, of course, the guys are given, a lot of the times, given the green light to play how they want, how they think they can best handle whoever's across from them, whatever, given whatever the call is. But I'm with you. I hope we do see a little bit more man, especially if, you know, as opposed to what we saw last night, a lot of zone last night. They do have the talent, but you know, in this league, people know how to beat man. There are lots of ways, especially with that system that Minnesota is implementing. It's the similar system to what the Packers use, you know, bunch sets, rub routes, mesh, all these things that give man coverage trouble, no matter how talented you are. So I'm with you, but it'll probably be done judiciously, would be my guess. Matriculate the ball down the field. See? Someone knows. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. I'll see you guys on Sunday during watch party. And as we said, I'm Packer Transplants, and I will reiterate right here, right now, we have a huge announcement coming on Sunday morning. Well, Sunday afternoon, I guess, because it'll be after we go live at 4 p.m. So make sure you're tuned into the watch party before kickoff, because we have the biggest announcement in the history of Cheesehead TV coming to you. And I cannot express how excited and proud I am to be part of it. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go Pack Go. And I'll see you on Sunday.